Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These beautiful spiritual qualities are the inevitable result of the Holy Spirit taking control of a person's life. You can be sure of the genuineness of a person's spiritual experience when you see these qualities in evidence. It's interesting that Paul speaks here of the fruit of the Spirit, but not the gifts, which are also the result of the Spirit being at work in someone's life. Perhaps this is because the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be mimicked, but the fruit cannot. Jesus spoke of those who on Judgment Day would say, "Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name." Jesus commented that he'd have to reply, "I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws." Nobody would doubt the beauty of the fruit of the Spirit. We would all want our lives to be characterized by these qualities, and whether or not we display them is in our hands. The Holy Spirit wants to give us this wonderful fruitfulness. The question is whether we are willing to open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit. Paul was clear that our lives will be a battleground as long as we live and breathe on this earth. The voice of the Spirit will not be the only one that we hear. So we need to spend our days deliberately tuning in to the Spirit amid the clamour of other voices. Spiritual fruit is crucial in our own lives, but it's also an important way of recognizing those who are genuinely working for God. Jesus had addressed exactly the same situation in his Sermon on the Mount, when he helped people to recognize the difference between true and false prophets, saying, "You can identify them by their fruit." So let me ask you a question. How are you seeking to grow the fruit of the Spirit in your own life? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Help us to open more of our lives to his influence today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. Bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.